Niyazi ukuthi namhla sinomthembiso kaDorothea.
Now today you know that there's an engagement of Dorothy.
Emva kwalokho khona uThunjani nje seyiphelile ingane zayo.
Dorothea, after that is my last born, and then we've been through them all.
Ngase ngithi kuThunjani ngathi uyabona uThunjani. Ngiyabonga ngoba ukhali. When usuzo ba a spinster girl, uzo gatu baba.
So I said to my last born, well, be thankful because you're going to be the spinster girl and look after me.
Madrege uDorothea, zonke ingane zami ngayiqamba, wahlupheka kunina akatholanga ichance lokuyiqamba.
Now all our children, I made sure that I named them. My wife didn't get the chance. When they were born, all these children, I was in other countries.
Kuphela uElizabeth noDorothea bengila.
Except for Elizabeth and Dorothea, I was here.
Laphezelo Elizabeth ngamqamba ngathi Elizabeth ukusho indlu yomusa kaNkulu.
When Elizabeth was born, I named her that because Elizabeth means the house of the Lord.
The grace.
The grace of the Lord, sorry.
The house of grace of the Lord. UDorothea ke lapho ezelwe khona lapho ngathi uDorothea. UDorothea ke kusho ukuthi isipho sikaNkulunkulu.
When Dorothea was born, I named her Dorothea because it means the gift of the Lord.
Ngoba empeleni isiGiliki todoron sipho theu uNkulunkulu. Isipho sikaNkulunkulu.
In Greek it is the combination of those two words which make up the word Dorothy, which is gift of the Lord.
Manje umkhwenyane ke uqhamuka eJalmani.
Now the umkhwenyan or bridegroom to be comes from Germany.
Omunye lapha ekuzwa lokhu wathi baba uThunjani ngeke sivume yena ubizelwe la eAfrika ubizelwe kwaZulu ungavumi ukuthi kufike umfana wakudo zomthatha yena ubizelwe la.
Now when that happened, others said to me, just don't dare allow the last born Esther to be taken overseas as well. Her calling's here in Africa. She's not to go overseas.
Madrege umkhwenyane ke negama lesijalmane uAthwe Schmunk. Sengizobacela ke ukuthi beze.
Now in the young man is from Germany. His name in German is Arthur Schmunk. I'll ask him and her to come forward, please.
Ngiyabona ke ngimi phakathi kwabo.
You see, I'm standing between them.
Ngoba akabikho wona umshado.
For it is not yet the wedding.
Ngeke ngidede la kule ndawo bengakashadi.
So I don't leave this position before they married.
Msukwana beyoshada ngomshado ngizogudluka ke. Kodwa ngingakalukhuzi bengakashadi kusemthembiso nje naludonga phakathi kwabo.
On their wedding day, of course, I will remove myself and they'll be together, but still this is a wall of separation because it's only the engagement.
Kusekhona ubandlululo la.
There's still apartheid here.
Kuzophela umsukwane beshada.
In the sense of this type of separation, and it'll come to an end with the wedding. Not visiting each other, cell phone calling each other. They're not married.
Mhlawumbe omunye angafa futhi bengashadile. Bese ngifuna ukuthi bame phambi kwakho uNkulunkulu bemsulwa indodakazi intombi into. Umkhwenyane eyinsizwa nsi. Uma efaka ingubo yomshado. Ngifuna ukuthi ingabi nabala lokuthi yathintwa indoda neveli msukane ngilisusa ngilisusa ngoba ngithi mkhwenyane ngiyalisusa iveli ke manje sokumkakhokhe kodwa ngaphambili cha kungaba ukufa kimi lokho.
I want them to stand before the altar in purity, in true innocence, so that when I remove the veil from her head, as is customary as a father, I want to know that it is genuinely so, and the same with him, that she would be a pure virgin and he as well. Now here's the ring, which he gives to my daughter Dorothea.
Ngaloko uthi ngizoyigcina ngibe insizwa ntsi kuze kube usuku lomshado ngiyakuthembisa.
By that he is engaging himself, which means he's promising himself to be pure, separated for her when they get married.
No Dorothea, uma eyimukela usho phambi kwebandla nezulu ukuthi ngizoyigcina ngimsulwa ngingenasici ngingabi nabala kuze kube usuku lapho sihlanganiswa uNkulunkulu.
And Dorothea, in receiving this ring, is saying the same. I keep myself, I promise myself to you, I engage myself to you, promising purity before marriage. I will be absolutely set aside, separated unto the Lord before heaven and earth. This is a vow.
Manje sijwayelane ukufaka indilingi nedayimendi la emhlophe, kodwa bona baphuma eceleni njengodosakhe. Manje umkhwenyane umthengele kunedayimendi la eceleni phezulu itshe elihlaza blue, ukusho ukuthi okwezulu ubumhlophe bezulu.
Now they have, this ring is somewhat different. And on the two diamonds in the on the side and a blue stone in the middle, they've done it differently, symbolizing heaven. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, here are your children. We present them before you. Today they get engaged before us, saying they want to stay pure, to be kept absolutely spotless till the day of their marriage.
Amen.
Amen. We close with the word of the Lord.
Titus 2
verse
7.
Uzibonakalise
kukho konke, ube isibonelo semsebenzi emihle.
In everything, set them an example by doing what is good.
Bese nasencwadini yokuqala kaTimothe,
and then isesahluko
sesine ivesi leshumi nambili, makungabikho umuntu odelela ubusha bakho kepha yiba isibonelo kwabakholwayo ngezwi nangenkambo nangothando nangokukholwa nangokuhlanzeka.
And then 1 Timothy 4 verse 12. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith and in purity.
Wena Arthur nawe Dorothea.
So you Arthur and you Dorothea.
Izwilithi yiba noma zamu uzibonakalise kukho konke ube isibonelo.
The Bible says that you are to strive to be a good example to everyone around you.
Ngenhlanze.
In purity, self-control, good works,
namhla siyawadinga basha aba isibonelo ezizweni zonke phansi kumthunzwela.
We are in a time where we desperately need young people who are an example to everyone in the world. Actually, everyone needs to be a good example. But in particular, young people.
Izolo, omunye wanginika iphephandaba iNatal Witness.
Yesterday, somebody passed me the Natal Witness newspaper. I was shocked when I read something in it.
Lapho besho nge pornography ekhonjiswayo kuwo kuyo ilokhuza what's it called? Internet.
Where they described what young people, what people can see, pornographic things through the internet.
Kutwa emhlabeni ama billion au 8 abantu abaxhumana nge internet ngobunqunu.
It is said that the business side of it is over 8 billion a year regarding pornographic deals on the internet.
Ama million I average imnyaka qala ku 11 years.
And that the average age of those who are into this is 11 years of age.
Khona iphakathi kwethu obuka iinternet abuke ithombe ezinqunu phakathi kwethu nikhona yini kube ngathi ningasukuma sinibone.
Are there people in our midst? Are there those that look at pornography on the internet?
Noma ngingakusukumisanga ngithi kuwe phenduka sukuma phambi kwakho uNkulunkulu ngoba lokho okubonayo kuzoba ushevu kuwe ungena kuwe osebenzayo egazini lakho.
I ask you to, even if you don't respond here, respond to God, because what you are seeing is introducing poison into your system.
Kuzokulola.
Is sharpening you.
Ube umuntu wecazi. Umuntu oyisigqila.
Sharpening you to be a slave of lust. We thank God for releasing us from the slavery of apartheid, but may the Lord deliver us from falling into a new type of slavery of pornography. Where we are ruled by that, we are in the pit of that.
Manje wena athu bumila, wena Dorothea umila, phambi kwabantu, kuthwa yibani sibonelo, nibe yipheti.
Now you Arthur and Dorothea, you who stood here, the Bible says you be an example, a pattern set before people.
Agan kombisizwe khomsana basha ukuthi kuphilwa kanjani maqondana nobumsulwa nedakamiswa nokubhema nokuziphatha kahle uthembeke kulokho.
Show other young people that which has got real integrity, where you are an example regarding smoking, drinking, drugs, promiscuity. That you would be of influence in helping those around you, like criminality, where people are afraid to go out at night.
Ngibonga ukuziphatha kwenu. Ngoba nithem kethu ni niphathe nithembise ngalendlela nezithembiso zenu ukuthi niyoyigcina kuze kube usuku lomshado.
Thank you for your promises made before us all and your promise saying, I will keep myself undefiled till marriage, pure.
Hayi ukuthi nisondelane ningakashadi.
Which means you don't come together before marriage.
Bese uma senishadile, seniyahlukana, seniyadivorsana.
Like people who do that, and then when they are married, they can't get far apart from each other enough, and they end up in divorce. What a disgrace.
Satan ubizwa ukuthi diabolo, umuntu oqova izinto. Aqova izinto azenze zibe isijingi. Aphambanisa izinto. Kodwa namhla sidinga abantu abasha ezizweni zonke nabadala abayisibonelo beyiphethini ukuthi akhanjwa ngalendlela.
Satan, one of his names is Diabolus, which means the one who mixes things up, turns things back to front. Now we need young people who will set the order, the pattern, in the correct way again, that you'd be the right example.
Abantu abathunga ingubo banephethini. Naweke yibi phethini lasezulwini ukukhombisa abantu ukuthi ukuhanjwa kanjani. Umhlaba uyabola. Umhlaba, uma kukhulunywa ngo 8 billion abayizigcila zeyithombe ezinqunu, maye kuyinto edabukisayo.
As you find a pattern, when material is sown, it's done according to a certain pattern. Now you set the pattern of what a proper life of integrity is as a young person.
Ngiyazi ukuthi eMelika bangena ejele bahambela bonke ababulali. Bathi kukalephi ukuze nidlwengule abantu, qede nibabulale, ukuze ngigile imkhuba, ukalephi? Over 90% wathi uqala lapho sibuka ithombe eyinqunu.
In a survey conducted in American jails of those who were serial killers, it was discovered that over 90% of them admitted to using pornography when they were young.
Ize nginiphathisa lona, yibani isibonelo. Ngisho nakwabakholayo. Ngoba namakholwa didekile namhlanje, namakholwa phumile endleleni namhlanje, adinga iphethini manje. Ungadeleli kubusha bakho, nobody is too young. Yibi iphethini, ukhombisa umhlaba wonke ukuthi kuphilwe kanje ngale ndlela.
So I give you this word today, be the pattern, be the example to young people, but to everybody, and not just to the unbelievers, but to the believers as well. Because people in the church are confused, mixed up. You need to set a clear pattern, return back to integrity.
Nangezwi, nangenkulumo yakho, nangosiphatha kwakho, kodwa hayi ngenkulumo yodwa, kodwa ngisho nangempilo oyiphilayo, nangemsebenzi yakho.
And in word, and in speech, and how you behave in your works, the way that you are. Shall we pray? We thank you so much, our God, for what you've done for us today. You've blessed us. We thank you for your presence. And to be visited by people who you have put into such a high position.
Asukumele lokho akuzwayo enhlizweni yakhe. okukahle phambi kwakhe kwaku uNkulunkulu.
And Lord, as we now are heading into this election, we pray that you will be gracious and help people to be able to vote in a way that pleases you.
Sikhulekela abaholi.
We pray for our leaders.
Zonke iphathimandla.
All those in authority.
Bonke inkosi abakhona kusukela kuqala kuze kufike kokugcina.
Lord, all of those, whoever, from the first to the last.
Igama lakho lingcweliswe ebantwini.
May your name be hallowed among the people.
Intando yakho yenziwe emhlabeni njengokuba yenziwe ezulwini.
Let your will be done on earth as it is done in heaven.
Kufike umbuso wakho.
May your kingdom come.
Konke lokho sicela ngegama lika Jesu.
And all this we ask in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Nkulunkulu abe nani nonke.
God be with you all.
Sizobuye sibona.
Till we meet again. Thank you.